Joining us now, we have from Golf Buddy, Edna Lee joins us. Edna, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All right, so I know I was down at the merchandise show. You guys did a great presentation at the Tour Edge Media Day. But I know one of the big products that y'all had was that you have the first ever ladies golf GPS watch. Tell us about it.
We do. I'm so excited about this piece. It's called the LD2. And as you mentioned, it is the first ladies golf GPS watch. I've tried all of the golf GPS watches out there in the category, and unfortunately, everything is way too big and bulky for a slight woman's wrist. So this piece is a very slim, gorgeous, with Swarovski crystals on it. It's something that we are so excited about and launching this week.
Well, Mark is kind of dainty, so he might want to wear this one as well.
Well, I can definitely secure a sample for him. Not a problem.
Nice. That's why we keep Mike around, just for jokes like that.
Yeah. So Edna, this is a crowded marketplace. The wearables, everything having to do with GPS and shot performance and things like that. What separates Golf Buddy from the competition?
Well, Golf Buddy is one of two companies that started back in 2003. Golf Buddy also, we have our own proprietary database that we update on a weekly basis. So some other companies might charge fees for that usage of the database, but we do not charge a fee whatsoever. So it's available for updates, free programs from our website. And also we have something called Dynamic Green View. We actually have the coordinates of the greens mapped. And what that allows for is that the device rotates with your angle, and it makes everything much more accurate. So it's something that we are very proud of and excited to be growing. And we're at 38 courses at this point in time.
All right, so when we start talking about all these different wearables and GPS, kind of, you know, Golf Buddy has everything from, you know, handheld GPS to voice activated, or I mean, I'm not voice activated, but talking to you, pressing the button and it telling you the yardage, to lasers. Give me a feel for how the market kind of shapes up between all these different things that are available to find out how far you are to something or from something.
Sure. Well, what's interesting is that at this last PGA show, the number of distance measuring device companies has probably doubled from the prior year. So I can see clearly that this category is still very healthy. What's exciting is Golf Buddy is a full distance measuring device company because we are in all categories and nobody else can stake that claim. As you mentioned, we are in the wearable category, the handheld, talking, as well as laser now. So depending on your need, it really we have everything to cater to any consumer.
So what are your best selling items sort of based on golf ability? I mean, what do the best golfers who use Golf Buddy like, and what are the hacker beginners like?
So the lower handicap players actually prefer the laser rangefinder. Yep. What's unique about our laser rangefinder is that we have a one-click scan function. Some other lasers you have to press and hold, and what that doesn't allow for you to do is to focus on the numbers. So our one-click scan allows for a 10-second straight shoot of the laser, and you're able to focus on the numbers. As far as maybe the recreational golfer, the voice product does really well for us. It really enhances the game and makes it fun. You press one button, and it tells you yardages through an audio speaker. So that's one of our very innovative and popular devices.
Now, do you have a feature that when I hit the ball and it goes 4 yards that it will mock me?
That's something that I can customize just for you, maybe in the future.
Yeah, I will say, so a couple years ago, I got the voice, the Golf Buddy voice, and I will say, and I like a laser, and this year you gave us the laser, which is phenomenal. Like you said, one press of the button, you get to look at kind of different things, you get different yardages, and you can look at yardages to the flag, to bunkers, you know, off the tee, trees, and all that kind of good stuff. But I will say that when you're riding in a cart, as a low handicap player like myself, I like the laser. I like to know exactly how far I have, but let me tell you something. Walking and having to pull the laser out and put it back in, it's so nice to have the voice that you can clip onto your, you know, your belt loop or your pocket or something like that. And then you put your bag down, you press the button, and it tells you how far you have to the green. And that's what the phenomenal thing is. So I think to answer your question, Mike, I think it can kind of vary depending on the situation you're in, whether you're walking or riding.
Definitely. What's exciting is actually in the voice category, we actually have a new voice 2 coming out in a couple of months, and it's even better than our former model. It's going to have a 14-hour battery life, two amazing colors, and you can choose a male or female voice option. All our other voice models only had a female voice in it, so that'll be exciting.
Depends on who you want mocking you, I suppose.
Very true.
Yes, Mike, you have 342 yards to the hole. Now you have 340 yards to the hole.
And you're lying seven. You know, as I look at this category, I'm very curious, as people start to think of different ways to speed up the game, is there any data to suggest that wearables and GPS and all this data that we have will actually contribute to us playing faster?
In general, by having all the yardages on one screen, for example, on a wearable, it does really speed up play to be able to see front, center, front, middle, and back really on one screen. Not only does it make the game of golf fun, but it really does speed up play, and that's something that we are able to find out at the green golf course out there.
All right, so I got to go back to this male versus female voice. When y'all did your presentation, you mentioned that, and I was sitting there going, you know, I have the original voice, and I really never paid attention that it was a female voice. Did people really seem to care whether they had a male or female voice?
You know, interestingly, over the years that I've worked with Golf Buddy, I've had some interesting comments from some gentlemen that said, you know, maybe instead of I'm sick of hearing my wife speak to me, can we have a different voice? And we, you know, it's just to make the game of golf even more fun. Why not have a customizable voice on there and change it up versus just coming with a stock female voice?
Yeah, Mark would like it to be my voice.
No, not really.
Well, you have a nice voice, so we might be able to record your voice in the next voice model.
I think that sounds like a really good idea.
I mean, we barely listen to each other when we're on here, let alone when we're not on here, so we'd have a difficult time. What about accents? I mean, maybe you could throw a Boston accent at him, Mike. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you got 52 yards. That'd be awesome.
You know, I was actually considering that for one of our future software updates, is to maybe have, you know, occasional fun voices, whether it's like Schwarzenegger or even Yoda or something along those lines. So that's something that we want to implement moving forward.
Again, we're talking with Edna Lee from Golf Buddy, and she's kind of breaking down all the different offerings from Golf Buddy for us. Now, let me ask you this. We know that the PGA Merchandise Show that was a couple of weeks ago down in Florida, that's basically buying for the fall. So what seem to be the percentages as we break down what golf professionals and general managers are buying for the fall?
Sure. I think for us, Golf Buddy especially, it's definitely a voice category that's our strongest category. So definitely buyers are very much interested in the voice too coming out. In addition, having a laser now really, it surrounds like this whole category for us, because we were in GPS for so long. Mm-hmm. And now for us to be able to say we're in the laser category is exciting. And a lot of the buyers and the pro shop, they feel that it's so much easier to use than what's out there. So for us, I would say the voice category and the laser category for sure.
Wow, it's very interesting. It's very diverse. What about the GPSs? I mean, the original kind of handheld GPS, those have come a long way. I mean, we get to see in color, we get to see, you know, yardages to things, yardages to the green, yardages to hazards. What kind of market share has that got right now?
Sure. Actually, the handheld category is shifting gears. Years ago, it used to be like large traditional handhelds that looked like an iPhone of some sort. And nowadays, if you look at what's going on, it's actually starting to come in a smaller format. So what we have that we introduced this last holiday was a micro GPS named the CT2. It's a great piece because you get large center, front, and back numbers, plus access to hazards with one click of a button. So interestingly enough, it's moving into more of this micro GPS sector.
So for those of us or our listeners who don't understand, how is this data about all these courses generated and input, and how many calls do you get saying you're wrong?
You know, actually, our database is one of the largest at over 38,000. At times, because it's through satellite connection, if it happens to be a stormy or gray day, the connection might not be as precise as on a clear, sunny day. But we're very proud of our database. Again, because we have the coordinates of the green map, we really feel that we are able to provide accurate data versus just a straightaway approach front, center, and back. It really rotates with your view. So it's called dynamic ring view, and it really is something that follows you and your angle of approach.
Gotcha. Now, so when you, all right, I have one more question about how these things are designed. When you start to look at the color designs and different colors to introduce, I mean, some golfers, Mark, can be very fussy about their outfit matching. I mean, do you worry about introducing new colors that might not match someone's outfit?
You know, colors is always a tough topic. What we always try to do, with, especially in two SKU products, we try to go with one that's more of a traditional. For example, the CT2, it comes in two colors. The first is a white with a basic blue top, and then the second is a white with a lime top. So the lime is probably for people who are kind of a little bit more bright out there with their kind of like color scheme and their outfits. And the blue is just that standard option that we have for the traditional person looking for some basic colors.
See, Mike, white belt, white shoes, white hat, white GPS.
Yeah.
Well,
you won't have to worry about me asking to play with you.
Perfect. Now I know how to make that happen. All right, so, and Ali, before we let you go, where do you see the marketplace going in maybe the next 5 years? What are we looking for in this space in the next 5 years?
I think there's going to be more of this hybrid type of a feel. I think the laser market is still continuing to grow, which is exciting. I think on the GPS side, it's going smaller than ever. So I think we have to be attuned to the details of what the consumers are looking for. They want something that's easy, packed with features, but that's also quite affordable. So hybrid, you know, laser GPS could be something that we could work on in the future. Also, because of the new rulings of the USGA, being able to have a piece of product that has non-slope features, but that could be turned off, is something that we're going to also be attuned to as well.
Well, that is awesome. Okay, so on the off chance that people walk into their local golf course and their local golf shop, and they're not right there for sale, where can people find Golf Buddy?
It's available on our website at golfbuddyglobal.com. And we are also in Edwin Watt stores as well as PGA Tour superstores across the nation.
Awesome. Well, Edna Lee, we really appreciate you hopping on with us tonight, and we look forward to more great stuff from Golf Buddy. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Mark and Mike. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks a lot.